Has it been a while? It feels like it's been a while. It feels like we haven't talked in a long time. I can tell. I think you're even smiling a little bit right now. Yeah, I see you. I feel you. I feel your energy. And wow, I miss being here in the podcast. I keep forgetting how much I love it till I am taking a break from it and coming back to it. But then again, doesn't that increase the love sometimes? You know, it's very interesting. I'm actually in a place called Puerto Escondido. For you guys who have followed the vlog, know I was here about a year ago, actually, to the day. To the day, actually. Like, literally to the day. And, you know, I'm here now, and a lot has changed. And, you know, I could probably make 10 podcast episodes of what's been going on the last 2 days. But at this current time, I'm actually in a place called Rinconada, a little small area here. And I'm outside of this fence, and inside the fence is a camping ground. I'm actually camping tonight. I got the tent. My motorcycle's parked next to it. I've already paid for my spot. My tent set up, sleeping bags laid out, the mats laid out. I'm about to go to bed. But I just want to speak to you and just want to remind you of how much the lessons are around us all the time. The lessons are around us all the time. And sometimes I've realized, I'm reading a book right now called 2030. And it talks about the importance of us needing to have not see different things or do different things, but have different eyes. Meaning looking at the same thing, but asking a different question. That changes everything. You know, I'm coming back here, and I lived here in Puerto Escondido, this little beach town, which I love a lot. Only about 5.5 hour motorcycle ride for me to get here from where I live. And, you know, it's kind of like a coming home, coming back here. You know, I've had at least 2 people come up to me who I knew, and they said, "Hey, welcome back home, buddy." In English also. And I have 2 friends here. I have a lot of friends, but 2 really close friends that I want to go out. Or I feel like they're close. I don't talk to them on the phone, but when I was here, we had a really good relationship. And I wanted to go see them today. So I went to their restaurant where they both work. And I was told that one of them doesn't work there anymore. And I was just like, oh, gosh. And I asked about the other one. And my friend told me, well, the other one, she'll be here tomorrow. So I said, okay, cool. I'll ask the other one about the other one and then see if we can go to eat. Because last time I was here, I took them all out to eat. And this time I was going to do the same. So today I went in there. I saw my first friend. She was so shocked to see me. Big hug. Oh, my goodness. Everything was amazing. And her family's doing great because she was sick the last time I saw her. And I was like, hey, you know, we should go out to eat tonight. And if we rewind it back, because I saw her in the afternoon that morning when I was going, since the other girl didn't work there anymore, I was like, well, I guess I'm not going to see her. And this morning as I was walking, she rode by me on the motorcycle and I yelled out her name, Christy, changing her name for privacy purposes, Christy. And she stopped the motorcycle, turned around, got off the motorcycle, gave me a big hug. Luke, oh my gosh, how are you doing? Like, we have to go out tonight. We have to go eat. I said, perfect. We're going to go out. So now, we go forward a few hours to where I actually saw my friend who's actually working at that place. And she said, of course we're going to go out to eat. If Christy's going out to eat, I'm coming too. So we had everything set up to go out at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. is the time. I've texted both of them. It's 6 o'clock. I'm going to the place to tell the people that I have a table for 3. Earlier this morning, I went and bought fish from the fisherman. Had the fish gutted, and the fish is in the refrigerator waiting for the cooks to cook it when I tell them. And I said, 7 o'clock, 3 people. They said, okay, perfect. I said, actually, start cooking it at 6:50, so at 7 o'clock, it's almost ready for them. They said, perfect, we got it. And as I go to the store real quick, because I asked the chefs if they wanted anything, they said they wanted a Coca-Cola. I went to the store and brought them back Coca-Cola. That's what they said they wanted. I'm not going to interfere with their health. I said, okay. So I go back and I'm getting back to the restaurant. It's about 6:45, 15 minutes to go, 5 minutes before they start making my food. I get a text from my friend, Christy. She says, sorry, I can't make it. I can't make it, Luke. I'm sorry. I'm at work late tonight. So I said, you know, that's fine. It's okay. I text my other friend. Let's call her Audrey. I text Audrey and said, hey, Audrey, Christy's not going to make it, but that means there'll be more food for us. If you want to come, you still can. She texts me back and said, okay, yes, okay, that's perfect. So she has about 17 minutes before she has to be there. So here's the restaurant, 6:55, 6:59, 7 o'clock. They should be there. Well, Christy canceled. Audrey, I haven't heard from her yet. She hasn't responded back to me. Next thing I know, it's 7:10. I can feel the food's about to come out any minute. I haven't heard back from Andrea. I haven't heard back from her. I think that's her name. I might keep changing her name. But the one who's supposed to be there. But before I went into the restaurant, you know, as I'm telling you story really crazy. We're going somewhere, though. I should have practiced this first. Before I went in there, though, there was a lady standing outside, and I asked her, can you please type a message to my friend in Spanish? And she said, what do you want me to say? I said, here's the restaurant. Can you please type that out? I know how to say it. I don't know how to spell it. And I took a picture, and I had her leave that caption so I could send it to my friend to let her know that I'm in the restaurant in case she can't find it. So now it's 7:15. Food's almost here. No one's at the table. I'm by myself. Got all these fish and food and everything coming out to me. Nothing. And I go to check in the kitchen, and I go ask how much long to the food. They say about 5 minutes. I say, okay, they should be here. One of my friends should be here. Nothing. And so I'm walking back to the table. I see the lady who I asked, I asked her, could she type this out for me? I said, hey, are you here by yourself? She said, yes. I said, well, my friends should be here soon if you want to join us. One of them backed out, so we're going to have extra food. She came and sat at my table. She said, of course. So it's me and her sitting at the table, and we're talking about life. We're talking about she wants to be married. We're talking about my fiance. We're talking about what it is like to work in Mexico, to live in Mexico, how it would be if she went to America. We talked about a lot of things. My friend never showed up. Never wrote me back. And now I'm sitting with Teresa, a new person who I didn't even think I was going to meet. We're sitting there talking. Before I knew it, an hour went by. And then we're talking and laughing, eating the fish. We got extra fish. We got extra rice. We got extra salad, avocado, all that. Then another hour goes by. Before I know it, it's 9 o'clock. Haven't heard from my friend. And I go to pay because we're about to leave. And it was more than I thought. But I said, you know, it's fine. It's okay. And as I told my friend, you know, I told the one who I just met, I forgot what I named her. I told her goodbye. I said, I'll see you later. Thank you for the great time and the great conversations. And we talked about a lot of deep stuff. I learned something. They learned something. And as I was leaving the restaurant, I had this feeling like, you know, like my friends, like they didn't show up. Like I went all out my way. I had a special table set up for us. I went to the fisherman this morning to get the special fish, had it gutted. Then I went back and bought another fish to make sure we had enough to eat. Got that cleaned up, took it to the chefs. Went and got food, drinks for us, Coca-Cola for us. I don't drink Coke, but I was like, let me have some today. Special day. Nothing. And after I said goodbye to my friend and they walked away and I was walking, I just kept thinking, like, how did they not show up? I gave all this money and I paid this extra money. I didn't even need all this. This was enough for 3 people and probably even more. And I couldn't help but think, you know, that's so messed up. Like, they could have just told me. They could have just texted me. They could have said something. And I thought to myself, like, well, where's the blessing in this? Where's the gift in this moment? I totally forgot that I had met a completely new person. Had a great conversation. Thought of things that I never thought of before. Explained things that had only been in my head until that moment. Concepts that I had thought about during the 5.5 hour ride here that I was finally able to explain. Laughing, joking, getting to talk about different things. Getting her perspective on life here. All that. And I forgot about it. I wasn't even thinking about it. I was so caught up in what didn't happen. I was so caught up in how it should have been, how the picture was in my mind. And I was reminded once again that sometimes we have to let go of what of how we think it's supposed to go. And as we let go of how we think it's supposed to go, we naturally accept what is. We start to notice the blessings in the moment. We start to notice, oh my goodness, that didn't work out, but look what did. So this is a reminder. There's a lot of things that probably haven't worked out for you lately. Maybe things you thought that were supposed to happen that haven't. Maybe there are things that you were hoping that would go a certain way, but they haven't gone that way yet. My question for you is, what did that open up? That thing that happened that you thought was so bad, if that didn't happen, what would you have missed out on? Who would you have missed out on meeting? What would you have not have learned? The message is always there. The blessing is always there. Sometimes we just need to have new eyes, ask a different question, and we'll get a different answer. Love y'all.